This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our walk through Psalm 119 with, How long must your servant endure? Fixed in the heavens, sweeter than honey, a lamp to my feet, and my flesh trembles. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it is now, and it will be forever.
Thank you.
A reading from Joshua chapter 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all these people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And Joshua commanded the officers of the people, pass through the midst of the camp and command the people, prepare your provisions. For within 3 days you are to pass over this Jordan to go in and take possession of the land that the Lord your God gives you to possess. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. The title of this book in the Septuagint, that is in the Greek translation of the Old Testament, is Jesus Nawe, that is Jesus or Joshua, the son of Nun. As many of you already know, a later form of the name Joshua is Jeshua or Jesus. That's right, the name of the Old Testament personage and the name of our Savior Jesus Christ is largely one and the same. In fact, there is doubt about how many Joshuas there are in the Old Testament, according to the article in the New Bible Dictionary under the heading Yeshua. Then the article author proceeds to list off 9 different Yeshuas, most of whom we've never heard of before listing Yeshua, the son of Nun, in the 9th and final position. I seize upon the intermingling of this name, Joshua or Yeshua for Jesus, and Jesus for Joshua, Yeshua, especially in the Greek translation of the Old Testament, as a way of keeping this sermon genuinely Christian instead of just a piece of encouragement, of course it is that too, or a piece of Jewish propaganda. For the book of Joshua in the Old Testament records the invasion of Canaan by Israel and its partition among the tribes. And the one God chose to achieve this monumental undertaking was none other than, you guessed it, Joshua, Yeshua, Jesus. Now, a Christian interpretation of the book might have it then that the Old Testament Joshua Yeshua is a type of the greater Jesus, our Savior, who was, from the vantage point of Old Testament history, yet to come. So just as the Old Testament Joshua Yeshua was reconnoitering Jericho, as happens in chapter 2 of the book, crossing the Jordan, as happens in chapter 3 and 4, concelebrating the Passover at Gilgal, as happens in chapter 5, the reportage of more than a few battles, chapters 5 and 8, victory at Ai in chapters 8, and the covenant renewal at Shechem in chapter 8, 30 to 35, so our Lord Jesus Christ, the new and greater Joshua, as it were, has done all this and more in our Savior's life, death, resurrection, and ascension, where he ever stands before God the Father as our intercessor and priest. Now, it requires a thoroughgoing Christian perspective to see things in this way, and our many Jewish friends and hostile historical critics will not agree with this Christological reading. Let me get that clear right from the offset. But this is a Christian seminary, after all, of the Lutheran persuasion, and most of you gathered here today shall be trained to see Christ in all of the scriptures, including the Old Testament ones, and to preach Christ without apology. And so, this pre-Christ interpretation of the Old Testament Joshua Yeshua is the first point that must be made and gets us going in the right direction. In our passage for today, Moses, Yahweh's servant, has died, and now a new leader, Joshua Yeshua, the son of Nun, is being encouraged by the Lord to take over. The tribes of Israel are still encamped on the east side of the Jordan River, poised to enter the land promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, then also to Joseph, then most recently to Moses. In our passage for today, Joshua, called the minister of Moses, from his many years of being second in command, is supposed to take over. Now then, arise, Yahweh says to Joshua, addressed in the second person singular, go over the Jordan, thou and all this people, into the land which I am giving them. Every spot on which ye shall tread I will give to you, as I said to Moses. The wilderness and anti-Lebanus, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, and as far as the extremity of the great sea. Your boundary stones shall be from the setting of the sun. No man shall stand against you all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. And I will not fail thee nor neglect thee. Be strong and acquit thyself as a man. Joshua 1, 2 through 6. It was a heady charge, and possibly one for which Joshua was woefully unprepared and insufficient. If Joshua, Yeshua, is a type of Christ, as argued previously, this could be a kind of inner Trinitarian encouragement of God the Father to Christ the Son to carry out his ministry for which God the Father sent Jesus to this world to accomplish our salvation, which he did perfectly by dying upon a Roman cross and rising victoriously from the dead. Now our Lord Jesus Christ stands at the head of a mighty host of Christians, poised to cross the Jordan, as it were, and engage the enemy in as yet unconquered Canaan. It is like we sing sometimes in the well-known hymn, Onward Christian Soldiers Marching As to War, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the Royal Master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. You've heard that hymn many times. Now to that charge again, which occurs three times in this passage. Be strong, therefore, and acquit thyself as a man. That's the best way to render it. I suggest that this is not only an inner Trinitarian encouragement between God the Father and the new and greater Joshua Jesus, but also a stout encouragement and one directed to us all. It basically means, don't be a wuss. Man the ramparts, acquit thyself as a man. The charge was set upon Joshua Yeshua while setting out in the conquest of Canaan, but it is extended, I submit, to all who are in Joshua, that is, in Christ's train. Forward into battle, see his banners go. The ground of the charge is basically backward, yet also present-looking. As I was with Moses, so I shall be with you. No man shall stand against thee all the days of thy life. Verse 5. The book of this law shall not depart out of thy mouth, and thou shalt meditate thereon both day and night. Kind of like you do in Greek class. Don't be cowardly or fearful, for Yahweh thy God is with thee in all the places whither thou goest. Verse 9. Perhaps, with a little imagination, this charge could be applied to today's seminary student or even a Greek student. No man shall stand against thee all the days of thy life. No, not Dr. Nordling with his imperious manner, nor that irascible parishioner you will face in your first call, or, for that matter, that transgender activist who is certain to confront a pastor who faithfully preaches man-woman marriage. Don't be cowardly or fearful. You've been baptized, called to faith, and you've seen worse long before you got here. So don't be a wuss. Christ, your loyal captain, has surmounted the devil. You share in his victory. With his word as the object of your meditation both day and night, you and your ministry in his name are poised to do greater things than these. You will capture the land of Canaan and distribute its bounty and abundance to those parishioners who shall call you into the ministry one day. You shall enter therein to take possession of the land which Yahweh, the God of your fathers, is giving you. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Christ.
Have mercy.
O Lord.
Have mercy.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
In the day of my trouble, I call upon you.
For you answer me.
Hide your face from my sins.
And blot out.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence.
And take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with a willing spirit.
Because your steadfast love is better than life.
My lips will praise you.
For you have been my help. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Unite my heart to fear your name.
I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart.
And I will glorify your name forever.
May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you.
May those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great.
Save your people and bless your heritage.
Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer.
Listen to my plea for grace.
Let us pray. Almighty eternal God, in the word of your apostles and prophets, you have proclaimed to us your saving will. Grant us faith to believe your promises, that we may receive eternal salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O Lord Jesus Christ, you withdrew yourself for times of prayer and brought your disciples with you, that they might also rest with you. Be present with the students, proctors, and leaders of Christ's Academy, that, gathered together in your name, they may profitably meditate on your word and be strengthened with a good will to serve you and your people. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I thank you, my Heavenly Father,
through Jesus Christ, through your Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and
let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.